So the Indians, they hit that little rough patch there. It's been kind of win a couple, lose a couple, but they're still in first place holding on to this 5-game lead.
Amanda, I think the significant thing to look at is the calendar.
Yeah.
It's not the middle of April. It's not the middle of May. It's the middle of August.
I thought the same thing this morning.
And you're coming down the last 20% of the season. You're in a division where really your only competition is the Tigers. As we're talking now, they're 5 games back. Tigers are struggling. The whole left side of their infield is on the disabled list. Their star Miguel Cabrera is battling a hand problem. He's trying to come back. I watched them the other night. The Indians lost on Monday afternoon to the Red Sox. And then the Tigers and Royals played Monday night. Tigers usually hit. They lost 3-1. So in other words, it keeps it at 5 games. Now it's fun. We're scoreboard watching and so
Yeah,
on.
right.
But the most remarkable thing to me about the Indian season, and this was just a stunner, I was putting together stuff for a story, is they are second in the American League in runs scored.
Wow, that is amazing.
It's like, when did that happen? Actually, it happened since the second half of the season, since the All-Star break. They've been pounding all these homers. And yeah, some of us come against some bad teams like the Angels or whatever. But again, it's the middle of August. They're second in the league in runs scored. Boston's way out ahead. I don't know, if I were to bet you that the Indians in the middle of August would be outscoring the Tigers this season,
No.
with Victor Martinez and Cabrera and Ian Kinsler and that whole lineup that they have,
Yeah.
JD Martinez, I mean, they're loaded. And the emails I'm getting from some fans, it's like they still think the Indians don't hit.
I know.
You know why? It's a lot of the guys who are hitting, like, who are some of the guys having good years?
Francisco Lindor.
Lindor, okay. You might expect him. Now, who else?
Mike Napoli.
Mike Napoli. I don't think anybody thought he was going to be on his way to 30-some homers.
No, definitely not.
You know, his big stat was the last 7 years he had 18 or more homers. If I had to put a number next to his name, I would have put 20 homers, 80 RBIs, which he passed that, like, you know, in the middle of July.
Yeah.
Okay, name another guy.
Is it...
Who's in right field? Lonnie Chisenhall.
Lonnie Chisenhall.
Remember, he almost
Okay.
got, you know, spring training. He's hitting 290.
Yeah, he almost wasn't even going to keep playing.
They didn't know what they were going
Yeah.
on with him. Abraham Almonte comes off the drug suspension.
Yeah, and he's playing well.
Tyler Naquin.
Yeah.
Hitting over 300.
Rookie.
Yeah, you look at that. They've got three guys with 20 or more homers. They have Kipnis, your favorite player, Santana, and Napoli. They've got six guys hitting 290 or better.
Wow.
But it's not like the Indians of the 90s, but basically baseball is not like baseball of the 90s.
Okay.
You know, you just are not pounding the ball like they did back then. But here's another weird thing about the Indians. Who leads the league in stolen bases? What team?
The Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And Rajay Davis, 35
Yeah.
years old,
right,
leads the league in stolen bases.
Yeah.
So this actually, Chris Antonetti, the general manager, or the president and general manager, Mike Chernoff, had a very good offseason. They signed Davis to a 1-year contract and Napoli to a 1-year contract. So one guy's on his way to 30 homers, the other guy's going to lead the league in stolen bases. And I remember when, and they also signed Marlon Byrd and they signed Juan Uribe. Now they signed four of these older guys, middle 30s, to contracts.
Yeah.
But they're all 1-year contracts. And as Antonetti told me, look, we don't anticipate they're all going to have good years, but it's kind of like increasing your chances.
Right, but you're hoping.
So, you know, Uribe's been cut. Marlon Byrd flunked a drug test. But the other two guys are having good years. But I remember all the emails I got from fans. Oh, they're just signing all these washed-up guys, and they don't want to spend money on this and that. Well, generally, you look around, and throwing big money at players, say, who are 30 or above, over a bunch of years, we just saw that with Nick Swisher and Michael Bourne, is not a good investment.
Yeah.
You know, you're better off, you know, trying to sign your younger players to longer term contracts. So, I mean, a lot can still go wrong in 6 weeks. But I look at the standings and you're in a one team weight race with Detroit. And Detroit's got some problems too. But I know this, Amanda, I don't want to be the wild card team again.
No kidding, because
yeah,
that is just one game and you're done.
And you're done, you know, if you have a bad day.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to watch the Tigers or somebody else in that wild card game, and then you get the winner and you play actually a real series.
Yeah,
so,
we'd like that.
But the nice thing is here they are. They position themselves the Indians went out and got Andrew Miller, a really good reliever, who I think he's going to, we've seen already, they pitched him two innings the other day, two scoreless innings, takes some of that heat off of seeing Brian Shaw all the time. Of course, I know you're a person that thinks a reliever should never give up a run.
No, not one.
You know, as you've said to me, the other, and I've had some other friends like, well, it's only one inning. Right. Well, you should like Andrew Miller. Most of the time, he doesn't give up a run in his one inning. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So, in other words, they're positioned pretty well going into the last 6 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, it's really exciting. Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome, Amanda.